You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day on the line to take a look at the weather forecast. He's at Day Weather out in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, thanks so much for being with us. It's been wet. Actually, quite a bit of rain in our area. And the last I heard, our expectations were for this pattern to continually show up. What do you think?
Yeah, the pattern that we're in, we've been kind of stuck in for the last 3 weeks, and all indications suggest it's going to hang on for at least another couple. We're seeing a lot of activity off the West Coast, come in and then migrate across the Rockies and Plain States and draw up a lot of Gulf of Mexico moisture, and then that moisture just is coming up, producing showers and thunderstorms. You're going to see this pattern right on through at least through Memorial Day weekend, if not before then. So a lot of what we've experienced, just expect more of it. In between the rain events, temperatures are going to be warm, nothing over the top warm, very close to average. And as these systems come through, the last a day or two with the rain and thunderstorms before there's a bit of a break. So it's going to stay moist. Now, there have been some areas, Todd, that have really gotten some beneficial rains that really needed it. Many areas of Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Kansas, Colorado, Nebraska, the Dakotas, getting amounts of rain in the last couple of weeks that have been 2 to 6 inches worth.
Minnesota, too?
Minnesota as well has gotten into the action, and even some areas of North Dakota. We still have some of those northern plains that could use some more rain, but they've got some opportunity coming up this weekend and beyond. The Southeast U.S. has been drier. I think they're going to see some precipitation starting to move in as well. But if there's a dry pocket, it's been the Southeast states.
If you had to venture a guess across the Corn Belt states for corn and soybean sowing, will farmers be able to get back in the field between these episodes, or is there enough moisture and rainfall that it's just going to be too wet?
I think there's a good opportunity to get in between events. And the areas that are going to be the biggest concern of being too wet will be the Western Corn Belt. I don't think the rain is going to be nearly as extensive in, let's say, places like Ohio, into the eastern areas of the Great Lakes. But the further west you go, Illinois, Iowa, southern Minnesota, Missouri, eastern Nebraska, those areas are going to be the most wet.
Have you been keeping an eye on the other areas of the northern hemisphere that are in the midst of the front end of their growing season as well? Someplace in China and or eastern Europe would be good.
Eastern Europe is going to be a little cool and a little wet. Eastern Europe rain chances are looking really good. I think they're a lot like what's going on in the U.S. right now. Wet and cool in many areas, not real warm. If we were to go over and take a look at China, their forecast is pretty wet, especially in the key growing areas of the central and the east. They're looking at an active weather pattern. So some Goldilocks weather, we'd like to call it right now, going on in the northern hemisphere. We're getting some episodes of rain and no real dry areas at the moment.
Thanks so much, Don, for taking the time with us.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. That wraps up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Remember to check out all the numbers from the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates released earlier today. They're up on our website along with all of the audio from today at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.